Hello, and welcome to Dave Hill's podcasting incident slash the gosh darn Dave Hill's show slash the goddamn Dave Hill's show, which we're melding all into one, and we'll come up with a catchy new fun name. And email Dave at Dave Hill Online if you have any suggestions. Don't say the poopy show, though, because someone else suggested that already. So don't even think. No one's. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh.
Anyway, hello.
I wouldn't put it past someone who listens to the show to suggest that, which I appreciate, but you know.
Yeah, yeah, sure. Anyway, hello, dear listener. Hi, how are you? I'm incredible. Thank you so much for asking. We have an amazing show, gravity-defying show in store for you tonight that we taped this past Monday night with the hilarious Adam Caton Holland, which we'll be getting into that shortly. Chris, make sure you put all sorts of action music behind this part.
Oh, of course.
But this is the last week of the Max Fun Drive. So we're going to just lay it out. This show is part of that now. We're dismantling the Patreon. If you support us over there, please join Max Fun Drive. And if you're not supporting us and you want this show to continue, we urge you to go to Max Fun Drive because, I'm not going to lie. We're running on fumes. We're running on fucking fumes. Chris, I've been holding back.
I feel
all this
like
while.
The entire time we've been doing this show, the past couple of years, it's been running on fumes.
Oh, now, we're getting into we can't continue this any longer without your support. This is a really tough time for all of us, of course. But it's even worse for me and Chris because we're trying to do a podcast and we don't have the money we need to make it happen. Anyway,
we're trying to not have real jobs. That's
I haven't worked a real job in forever. So, I'm going to be fine. Don't get me wrong. No, just kidding. My life is hell. I'm going to be on the streets soon. No, I don't even know what I'm saying.
You'll be fine though. You got Lucy. No one will, you'll always have sympathy as long as you have that dog around.
Oh yeah. But we've all been asked to make sacrifices for the common good. And for some of us, the sacrifices are just extraordinary. Like I've just said, I couldn't get a chicken liver pate at the grocery store. And that's where my life's at. Anyway, at its best, Max Fun Drive is a demonstration of what we can do when we come together. And that's worth celebrating right now. We wanted to take this opportunity to come together as a community of tens of thousands of people who rely on each other to make some magical stuff happen in the world. Did you hear me? Tens of thousands, Chris, support Max Fun Drive. But not many of them support this actual show. And that's what we want you to do. Joining Max Fun is quick and easy. Visit MaximumFun.org/join, and you'll see all the different levels and thank you gifts we can offer with each. There's a pin with my hair, not my actual hair, but a drawing of my hair, just as one example. You get all the great bonus content, which is now a pretty large library, at just $5 per month when you join Maximum Fun. At $10 per month, like I said, you get to choose a cool enamel pin from your favorite show, like this one, where it's a pin of my hair, not made of actual hair, but made of enamel. Anyway,
you have to get a haircut soon. You should save that hair. We should make actual pins with your hair.
That's actually a really good idea.
I'll look into how to do that.
Get on it. Because, yeah, my hair is, it's getting it's getting grunge length. Mm-hmm. Anyway, you'll have the option to purchase other gifts and pins with proceeds from additional pins. It goes to charity. At $20 per month, you get the Max Fun custom game pack with Max Fun dice and a velvet bag. You heard me, velvet, not velour, velvet, with the cool Max Fun Rocket logo. And you also get a deck of custom Max Fun playing cards with podcast-inspired designs. That's right. Check all of this out and more at MaximumFun.org/join. If you got $5 even, burning a hole in your pocket, come on over and help us keep this going. If you don't want this show to continue, don't do anything. See what I care. Oh, God. Let's get into the show.
Dave Hill Show. I have seen the dark shadows moving in the woods, and I have no doubt that whatever I have resurrected through this book is sure to come calling for me.
David, you look absolutely terrific, honestly. You've got like blue on.
This is where the worst begins. This is where we must stop. For beyond is the work of madness. The nightmare of insane murder and lingering death. Get inside and lock your doors. Close your windows. Someone is watching you. Someone is waiting for you. Someone wants to scare you to death.
This is Albert from the Tuesday Show. You're listening to the goddamn Dave Hill Show, now on a flipping Monday.
Guys, no, you're an angel witch. Thank you. Hello and welcome to the gosh darn goddamn Dave Hill's podcasting incident show, whatever we're going to call this thing. I don't even know yet. Hi, how are you, everybody? Dear viewers, listeners, and I say hello to Dez and Chris.
Hey.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Great. You? I'm really good. No, I'm all right. I just did Bobby Tisdale's Instagram Words of Merkin show moments ago, and he pointed out something you would have thought. He said, we do these shows now on the Zoom and the phone and the whatever the things are. You can figure out good lighting, because I was complaining about how bad my lighting always is and how I look like
you
hell.
Usually look really red.
Not today. Today I'm just pale. I realize I haven't really... You know what it is? I'll tell you.
Please.
I have been exercising every day.
Nice.
During the pandemic. I get super ripped. Everyone lines the streets, and socially distant masks. And they're clapping for me, trying to slap my ass, and I don't do that. But I exercise every day, but for whatever, largely because of the weather, I have not exercised in 3 days. And I feel like I look like I'm not exercising.
My favorite expression for that sort of state is to look like 5 pounds of shit in a 1 pound bag. That's my go-to.
That's about right. So, yeah, I got to get back out there tomorrow. I kind of hit I won't lie to you. I feel like this is a safe space. Mm-hmm. I was in the dumps. This pandemic and whatever. I feel like pandemic is simplifying what's going on right now to merely say it's a pandemic at this point.
It's an all-encompassing kind of term.
Things, a shitstorm on all sides. And I got in a bad mood for a few days. And then I talked to a buddy of mine yesterday, and he asked me how my mood was. And I said, not good. I'll tell you, it's not good. And I said, how's yours? And he says, it's great. And I was like, really? And he said, yeah, I live in a state of huge denial just all the time. So I'm doing great. He's like, I'm just not concerning myself with anything that's going on that I can't control.
Yeah.
And which is basically, accept the things you can change. Well, however that thing, the fucking saying is.
That thing, yeah. That one.
Yeah, the thing where you change the things you can and you don't get worked up about the things you can't.
Right.
It's worded better than that, but I haven't exercised in 3 days. My brain function is low. And I thought about it. I was like, oh, yeah. So I just decided I'm going to do that and just focus on, so I'm not concerning myself with coronavirus, curing coronavirus. I'm not involved in the research. I'm not involved in the testing. I'm not coming up with any solutions anymore for that, because that is not my area.
Right. You have a dog in the fight, but it's off the leash and there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, but I'm not saying like, hey, what if you add mayonnaise? Maybe that'll do it. Maybe that'll cure it.
I'm surprised Trump has not suggested that yet.
I mean, mayonnaise.
Drink a gallon of mayo.
Who knows? Yeah, and I think, you know, I've been anxious about that as well, the election. And so I guess there's things I can do with that. I can encourage young peoples to vote. And what's the other thing? And I can just use my voice for positive things. So there. And then just practice the guitar and stuff like that.
Woodshed it, as they say, right?
Woodshed it. I'm practicing. But even that, you know, we all have our things. But even that, I was in such a bad mood that I was like, I quit the guitar. I'm horrible.
Oh, no.
I'm absolutely horrible. I should never play again. That's how low I was. I was just like, you suck. Why don't you sell these things already, you piece of shit? You cannot play. Give up. Which is crazy because we know I'm amazing.
Yeah,
it's weird because that's exactly what you were texting me the other day.
What was I saying? I was telling you to quit.
Yeah, just all sorts of horrible things.
I wouldn't do that.
This is all news to me. You're nothing but a ray of sunshine to me all the time, Dave.
Oh, that's a facade.
Okay.
You know the other thing, and you know. This show and Bobby Tisdale's show, which I just did also, and this has been going on. How long have I been in show business now? I would say
as long as I've known you.
A long time. Like, look at me. I look like a grizzled veteran.
Vet.
But there's always a part of me, always, no matter what the thing is, and maybe this is the thing when I know there's several comedians, so I won't try to quote their jokes because I think there's several that have had jokes to this effect about the best thing is like canceled plans. Oh, that's yeah. The most satisfying. I'm not going to try to make a joke or quote anyone's joke because I can think of probably three comedians who have very good jokes on the subject. But anything I ever have to do. That does not involve going to dinner.
Right.
Basically, that the only activity I like that I'll sign up for ahead of time is going to dinner. I'm in. I'm totally. Everything else, I'm like, oh, geez. But then, even if I want to do it, and then I do it, and I'm like, oh, I'm so glad. Oh, yeah. Even the thing, no matter what it is. And anyway, I don't know what my point is. I guess what I'm trying to say is it's great to see you guys, and I'm glad to be here.
Hey, hello.
No, because I always like when I have to do stuff that doesn't involve me stuffing my face and drinking a bunch of wine or whatever the thing is, I'm always like, oh, got stuff to do. And then I do it, and I'm like, oh, I'm having fun. This is why
I do it.
Yeah.
Anyway, we should change the name to Dave Hill just thinking out loud and saying whatever hour. I did actually have a thought, and everyone should vote on this. Glenn Campbell used to have a show. I think it was called The Glenn Campbell. Jane Summerfield says she feels the same. So I feel not alone.
Yeah.
Deborah Sherman says to up my microdose, but I'm not microdosing currently. No, I have not microdosed in a while. Because
you haven't been in New York for months.
You got no connection.
I could probably get it, but...
You should just start asking people on the street.
Preferably at a convenience store.
I actually know a guy. I was texting with a guy who lives out this way. He's a really nice guy. Great guy. I won't say his name because I don't want to drag him into everything. The Good Time Hour. That's it. The Glenn Campbell Good Time Hour. I'm jumping around. But Yeah, I don't want to say his name because he brought up. I don't want to, you know, out anyone as a connection. As a psychedelic user if they don't want to be. But he mentioned it, and I was like, oh, he's like, if you need any, let me know. And I was like, oh, okay, of course, this is how it goes. Yeah. But the thing, I think I was saying last week with Mike Fenoya, microdosing doesn't seem to work with me in terms of reality. Like it doesn't make me not feel bad things that are real. It just helps me, you know, my subconscious and all this. Anyway.
So that's how it's supposed to work, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Yes. That's its main thing.
Their whole mindset.
Yeah. So anyway, what do you guys think? And this is Dez, Chris, and Jane Summerfield, Wade Snook. I'm just reading names now in the chat. Jennifer Gersbeck, Tracy Dunbar. I'm just going up and down. What about the Dave Hill Good Time Hour as a tribute to the Glenn Campbell Good Time Hour? Even though the show is an hour and a half, though that would give us an excuse to make it shorter.
Yeah, I'm into it.
There's like that. Yeah, no, that.
I think it would look good on a T-shirt.
Yeah. Can we get Danny Hellman to do something?
We could get Danny Hellman to do something. Well, you know, he may not agree to it. I don't know. We'd have to ask him.
You're not concerned about any sort of copyright infringement or anything? Well, you said, actually, I guess you call it a tribute, and then you get away with a lot.
I don't think you can. You can't. Let's just do it.
Okay. I mean,
we have three or four. Yes,
it's a lot Dave of love. Hill's, it.
What's
Wade Snook just wrote? I like it.
Luis Nieves, and I think I'm pronouncing his name wrong again, even though he told me. Christina Olsen says yes. Dave Hill's Orgy of Talent, which is a reference, of course,
to the old
the John Wolowitz clip. Does anyone remember the John Wolowitz clips that I used? I played them. Probably most people didn't know what it was.
Yes.
But John, does anyone remember seeing John Wolowitz? Helen Christie counters, Dave, changing the name as a tribute would be nice, but we're attached to your current show name. But the problem is...
I got an idea. What if you still do the hour and a half show? But you designate a good time hour within that 90 minutes.
To good times.
You do a Glenn Campbell tribute every week that way.
And then just make the other half hour really shitty. So that hour will seem really, really fun.
Or that could be.
That feels doable. Feels certainly doable. The problem, the thing is what we're trying to do is combine two shows and.
In the
most confusing way possible, and we want to maintain the people that like either show. We don't want to lose anything. We only want to gain things. And
Dave Hill's goddamn good time podcasting incident.
Yeah, I know. God, it's all just speaks to the bigger problem, yeah. Doesn't it? Of the my failure to market myself properly, ever. Ever.
Yeah.
But what are you going to do? Cult of the Month says 30 minutes of misery. Is that after the good time hour, or is that just we should do a half an hour miserable show?
That'll be the post show.
I mean, it could be. There are people that are not, they don't like anything I do, you know?
I like the Dave Hill to Die On show.
Mm-hmm. Who suggested that? I'll kill that.
Also Cult of the Month. Not you personally.
No, I'm just kidding. No, I don't like puns, and this is the weird thing when you're, I don't know if anyone else experiences this, but having the name Dave Hill, literally never does it occur to me that my name refers to like something else in the world, like a landmass, a hill.
Geographical status.
It never occurs to me, ever. Like, I always use this as an example. I was certainly aware of Lauryn Hill for years before one day I literally said to myself, oh my gosh, she has the same last name as you. Literally.
I like that with the name Chris. I mean, we all have, three of us have common names. Like, I will you know, be a fan of someone who's got the same name as me for years without even thinking like, oh yeah, he's also named Chris.
Right. It does. Yeah. I do judge other Jameses to a high level, whether or not they live up and earn the name and whether they should keep it, if I'm being honest. Like,
I like, there's James Baldwin. I was just reading about James Baldwin today.
Oh, yeah.
There's a tremendous James.
Mm-hmm.
James Earl Jones is another one.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
James Vanderbeek. James Vanderbeek is suspect. So, you know, there's...
Who is that? Now, he's like a teen heartthrob.
He was.
No, he's like 70 or something.
Yeah, it was. Keyword.
Dawson's Creek.
Dawson's Creek. This is another thing. As I approach death, I forget the passage of time. So I think James Vanderbeek, he's a teen heartthrob, but he's probably like 40 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do that with everything. And, like, I think a new record to me is something that came out, like, 10 years ago. Anyway, so I hope to tell this on The Moth at some point. That's my... Dave Bamundo's coming hard with the puns.
Yeah.
Dave Hills have... Well,
someone else suggested... Wait, The Hills Have Mouths.
Ugh. I like Dave Hills' show from before. I like that. That's kind of good.
That's on brand.
How do we, but any Dave Hill's show? That's pretty good.
That is pretty
good. I like that. I like all these suggestions. But the idea is to confuse people further. So I'm going to put this link in the thing. We're going to, a couple things I'm going to point out tonight. First of all, and if you're listening to the recorded version of this, you'll know this because we'll talk about it a bit more on the recorded version. But this show is part of Maximum Fun now, as was Dave Hill's podcasting incident. So whatever this is called is part of Maximum Fun. And so if you want to support this show, this is basically the equivalent of me asking for cocaine money, as I've threatened to every week. Go to MaximumFun.org/join. And go to Dave Hill's podcasting incident, and you can support what we're doing here every Monday night. We're going to do the show every Monday night for the foreseeable future until I throw a tantrum at some point, probably over something Chris has done, and just freak out.
Amazing.
But if you want to support us over there, that's what you can do. That would be super helpful. MaximumFun.org/join Dave Hill's podcasting incident, and we will change the name of the show to one of the 78 suggestions. We'll pin it down soon. The other thing, so go do that. I know we've been doing the virtual tip jar. I decided not to do that this week. I made an executive decision largely based on the fact that I didn't have a chance to do new graphics. Everyone's been so generous, and obviously you can support the causes that we've been promoting here because they remain great causes. But I figured for one episode, I won't pester you guys too much. I'll do it one night. I won't, but I will suggest one more thing. Our dear friend and friend of the show and frequent caller since way back. When the show is on WFMU, when it was the goddamn Dave Hill show on WFMU, Jimmy from Kearney, who hopefully we'll hear from him tonight. Jimmy can use our help. He's hit a tough time. It has nothing to do with his mustache. He's had some health issues and some other issues, and so we want to help him out. A friend of his has set up a GoFundMe. I'm going to put the link in the chat there. So if you're able to help help him out and support and make any contribution there, that would be great. And so there, he's a good man, and we want the best for him, and want him to get back on his feet and be healthy. I like Dave Hill's Manic Monday, Good Time Hour. These are all, I like that they're longer than
the show itself.
Speaking of the show, We have a great guest tonight, Adam Caton Holland, a hilarious comedian based in Denver. You know, he's not one of these showbiz Los Angeles, New York guys.
Well, none of us are right
Denver. Now. None of us are right now. We've all been banished to, I'm in Ohio. I've been in Ohio for a long time, guys.
Months now, yeah.
It's been a really long time. And I've thought about it. Oh, Hoodoo Jew says she's the one who set up the fund. So so there, go. Jimmy's a great guy. He does have the voice of an angel, Quiz Guy 66 says. So I'll post the link again later in the show. But or just search Jimmy from Kearney. Someone's suggesting it. I can't smoke pot. I did it once. Wasn't a fan.
You got to do it more than once.
This is what everyone says.
Yeah, you did it the wrong way too.
First time just sort of sets the stage for everything that's supposed to follow. Start connecting the receptors.
No.
You're supposed to inhale it, not snort it. It's not that cocaine. Too.
Yeah.
You know. I put it in my buttocks. My butt.
Oh.
No. No, this is the thing, and I've discussed this, I feel like, multiple times. Marijuana, aside from my many reasons for not being interested in it over the years, the main reason was that everything I ever heard about it was that it would just sounded like how I feel all the time anyway. So I was like, why would I do something to feel how I already feel always?
Who told you that, Nancy Reagan?
No, I just combined everything I ever heard. I was like, so basically one day a couple years ago, I was in Jamaica and I thought I'm gonna be the most, I was at a wedding in Jamaica and I, you guys know this story. I said, I was being real down on it. I was being a real bitch about it. And so I was like, instead of fighting this thing, I'm going to be so on board with being at a wedding in Jamaica. So I got shorts with flowers on them. I drank Red Stripe. I went to every activity. And I bought some weed and I smoked a joint and then entire bowls all by myself.
And like how long of a time
in a row? Yeah, like
within like 40 minutes maybe.
Yeah, that's insane.
Well, I figured, I was like, I'm gonna do it. I was just like, if I'm gonna do it, I might as well do it.
And how'd that go?
At first, people often say, they're like, oh, I don't really notice anything. And then that's why I just kept doing it and doing it. I was like, I'm going to just do it until there's without question, super definitely, stoned. Mm-hmm. So, and then I was like, okay, I'm definitely stoned. And I sat there and I was like, this is exactly what I thought. It's how I always feel. I feel detached, isolated, disinterested, alone, only more so. These are things I feel all day, every day, but magnified. And I was like, this is exactly what I thought. No thanks. These are feelings I don't want to. Someone's asking if I inhaled. Yeah, I definitely, without question, inhaled. I mean, I've smoked cigarettes enough that I know. I've never been a regular smoker, but I've been in
physical act of smoking.
I'm familiar with how to inhale.
Yeah.
So I wasn't doing it wrong. But
you might not should have smoked that much. You know, ease into it might have been a better way to go. And then those feelings that you always have, that's what the weed does. It really puts a spotlight on like where your mind is at. So if you do it right, and it's like a flashlight, but you went with like a Klieg light amount of weed.
Yeah.
So, no, man.
Nah, I'm out. let's take, I don't know if there's any calls coming in, but the number is 347-474-0260. That's 347-474-0260. That's 347-474-0260. Give us a call. Adam will be here shortly, but it would be fun to take some calls before then.
Got a good amount of people watching right now.
Oh, it's wild. It's millions. Mm-hmm. It's the most... It's really something. Anyway. Oh, Dez is... Where's Dez going?
I think he got a phone call.
This is exciting.
Not the show, just...
Oh, he himself.
Yeah.
I did have a bunch of... Dave Bomondo. I did have red stripes. I had like four red stripes, and then... then I smoked all that. And then... I just sat around and watched movies for a couple hours. Then I started drinking beer again.
What movies did you watch?
I remember I was watching Dumb and Dumber.
That's actually a pretty good one to watch your first time.
Yeah, I don't know. Someone says they Turd Farmer 101 says they actually enjoy Pedal Talk. Maybe that's the thing that, you know, it's a problem among the many problems with everything I do. It's the lack of focus. But I do have so many. I've been buying pedals during the pandemic. Never mind that I haven't worked in 4 months, really. Never mind that I had to cancel the European tour. Never mind.
You had your stand-up show last week. How'd that go? I wasn't able to make it.
Oh, Chris, you really missed out.
Yeah.
Everyone watched it, and everyone was like, Dave, you're the best. You're the best at comedy. Why does anyone else do comedy? No, it was really good. It was good. I had a good experience, I should say. I shouldn't say that I was really good. Though Make It Epic 416 says it was an amazing show. Hmm. But Anna Saragina was great. She's one of my all-time favorite comedians. And another favorite, Anubhav Pal.
Hilarious.
You know Anubhav?
Oh, well, he was on Dave Hill's show.
Yeah. So he called in or zoomed in from Mumbai, where he lives. And Anna was in LA, and they were both great. And then I was kind of messing around with some new concepts, theoretically humorous concepts that were very loose for the first half of the show. So what are you going to do? Maybe it wasn't my best work. But then, you know, I laid into the hits a little bit. Anubhav is regularly on the Bugle podcast. That's true. This is Andy Zaltzman, who hosts the Bugle podcast. He's really into Indian cricket. And then I was like, maybe that's what I should do, is get into Indian cricket. Maybe, because I need to have like a thing that I'm into. Aside from, I guess I'm into hockey. But I think it's important to have things that you're into that you don't do, you know?
Mm. Yeah,
totally. And I'm never going to be an Indian cricket player, ever. Not going to happen. I'm not saying the nationality or ethnicity. I mean, I'll arguably never even be in India to play. I'll be in India. When this is over, I'm going to go do shows in India. Mark my words. It's already being discussed.
Excellent.
By the way, if I may... not focus on any one thing for more than two sentences as usual. I'm on the new episode of Anubhav Pal's Our Last Week. It's a Spotify podcast. It's a very popular podcast out of India, and they do these conundrums, listener conundrums, where you can send, you call in or you record a thing. And my conundrum was about, and it's on this week's show, King Diamond. As everyone knows, I'm a very big King Diamond fan, of the man as much as the music. And so they came out with a new King Diamond. It's a doll, basically. you can call it an action figure, but who are we kidding?
Okay.
And it's $45. And I was like, I shouldn't spend $45 on an action figure, a doll.
But you did.
No, I didn't. I was going to. I was all in. But then I looked and they said that it's not available till like next summer. And I was like, why would I pay for a doll a year in advance? And then I went on the website and they had they have two other King Diamond figures, dolls that are smaller. They're way smaller. They're $18. And I thought for $18 I would get a King Diamond figure at least like 6 inches, 8 inches tall. That's what I was thinking. It's downstairs. I should go get it actually.
Yeah.
You want me to go get it?
Yeah.
We have to bring Adam, Kate, and Holland on. We can't drag this out for this doll.
Des and I had some Star Wars discussion that we wanted to have. Forget it.
We're already a couple minutes behind here.
Do have a couple calls also ready to go.
So we do have. Okay, well let's get Adam on it and we'll take some calls.
Another quick break too. Encourage you to join Maximum Fun. You know, Chris, we get so many great comments about this show. People from all over the world enjoying the show. Mm-hmm. One listener in Ireland says, "Hey, I'm in Ireland. Dave, you're the best. I love the show, even when Chris talks." Cheerio. I'm just kidding, Chris. They didn't say that.
Oh, okay.
It works every time. I get you every time. Anyway. We're so lucky to have this podcast right now as an outlet, a way to connect with each other, and to feel in some way, some small way, we're helping our community by at least providing companionship and a much-needed diversion, which sometimes, you know, I'll tell you, includes F-bombs like this. F, shit, piss. Even still, it takes time, technology, and funding to keep producing episodes to share with you, dear listener. Joining or upgrading enables us to keep doing this instead of other things. Like, you know, I could be turning tricks out along the highway. Mm-hmm. You know, if we don't get the support we need to keep doing this show.
About 1 week away from doing that, so.
Yeah, and gosh, feeling bad for you and the recipient, Chris. I don't know. No, I shouldn't say that. You'd be great at that. Membership of Max.
Is that a compliment or an insult? I can't tell.
It's a compliment. No, I think you'd make a great... whatever it's called, prostitute, I guess, courtesan. Anyway, membership at Max Fun starts at just $5 a month. That gets you all the bonus content. $5 a month, that's like the price of a really bad sandwich. You'll be able to access that as long as you're a member, and there's a whole lot of it already waiting for you. If you choose to join at $10 a month, you get a Max Fun membership card, a cool pin. And you also get the bonus content for just $10 a month. That's the price of two sandwiches you probably don't even want. And if you, less egg salad, I like a nice egg salad sandwich. Anyway, if you join at $20 a month or more, you get this year's special gift, a Max Fun game pack featuring a custom dice set and custom deck of playing cards, all with Max Fun designs. Just visit MaximumFun.org/join to become a member. I don't even have this Max Fun game pack. Maybe I'm going to join.
$20, that's really worth it.
Oh, totes. Probably comes with a tote bag now that I'm saying it.
Probably. I think it does, actually.
Here's something exciting. You can get a subscription for a friend for 1 year so you can both enjoy the BOCO and swag. What does BOCO mean?
Buy one.
You're just making that up. You can gift a subscription to someone you've never even met, which would be kind of creepy now that I'm hearing it out loud. this is pretty cool, actually. You can gift a subscription to someone who had to cancel this year due to COVID. They didn't have the money, but you're like, hey, I want to keep you subscribed. Here you go. You'll be paying the BOCO and Max Fun gifts forward to someone who could use a little extra cheer. Just check the anonymous Max Funster box when filling out the online form at MaximumFun.org/join. That's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool. I just looked up what BOCO is and I can't find anything. So
God damn it. Just make it sound like we know what we're talking about. A huge thanks to all our members who have made it possible for us to keep doing this through all of this time. Because of you, we've been able to adapt to remote production, and we can't thank you enough. If you're ready to become a member to help support the show, and I know you are, I have a feeling about it, visit MaximumFun.org/join. That would be so great. I want to keep doing the show. Chris, you want to keep doing the show, right?
Absolutely.
But we can't keep doing the show unless people support us. We need the support. Absolutely. We're not asking for much. I would just like to make minimum wage for the time and equipment and all that.
I just want Dez to be able to feed his chickens.
Yeah, and get some beard oil, maybe.
Beard oil, yeah.
Mm.
Feeding himself would be good, too. Get himself
sure.
A sandwich, you know.
Sandwich. Love sandwiches.
All right, should we get back to this show?
Let's get back to the show. And but here he is, my dear friend, the hilarious Adam Caton Holland, joining us. There he is.
Hey, everybody. Let me get my hair adjusted for the... There we go.
Hey, man. Perfect.
How's it
you
going?
You look great.
Thank you. I feel bad that the viewers don't get to see your doll now. I blew it.
Well, we might, you know, we might... I know exactly where he is. He's downstairs. And I got it. And I just kind of set him up near me, whatever I'm doing. And I was watching...
That's how you use them. It's perfect.
...movies last night, and I had him set up near me. He's in the windowsill, basically. And I can look over, and I just kind of get, like, a good vibe. But he's a little... He's very little. And I think my dog will eventually get him. But he's not, like... I feel like... I paid a little too. It was $18. And I feel like he's maybe not. He's, I don't know. I'll go get him later, but we will come back to this. But Adam, thank you for coming on the show. And this is very exciting. You have a brand new album out today, right?
Yeah, today. It's just dropped, and people are losing their minds.
People are freaking out. Semblance of normalcy. I don't know why I struggled with that word. I was looking, the cover's really great, and then I saw the cover and I was like, that's a great cover. And then I was reading your caption on Instagram. Your wife took the photo and said that should be your next album cover, and now it happened.
She willed it to be. We were at a show at a theater in Denver where I live. And we came out of the play, and there was like this massive snowstorm. It just, like, no one knew it was coming, really, or we hadn't checked the weather. It was just boom. And so she's like, go stand over there and stare at the streetlight. Took the photo, and it was a thing of beauty. And
I'm pulling it up right now. So
she did a great job.
I'm pulling it up so we can see the cover.
Yes, please. Hi, Dez. Hi, Chris.
Hey, man.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Oh, wait.
Good.
The beard game is strong there.
Sounds.
Oh, yeah. This is trimmed, dude. this is kempt, believe it or not. You're doing pretty well yourself.
This is unkempt. This is just rolling with it.
Yeah, the first couple months, I was like, I'm just going to let the beard go for all of quarantine. Like, mm-hmm. It'll be funny because it'll be done in a couple months. And, like, in month five, I was like, I'm gonna trim this down a little bit.
I actually just decided today I'm just going to let it grow like Dez, just as usual.
Just be a freak. You'll be... I can't really grow a very impressive beard, I feel sad to say. I don't know what's wrong with me.
It's not your fault, dude.
You shine in other ways, Dave. The top hair.
The audio's cutting in and out.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're...
And now someone's saying that I'm echoing.
When you opened up the album cover, it is when it's...
That's actually a joke that I have on the... It's kind of a hidden joke that Dave was just the first to uncover. It ruins live Facebook shows. It's a joke I always think's really funny.
It's weird. I closed the thing and it did seem to improve. Am I out of my mind?
No, it sounds like garbage. Right
it
now.
Still sounds good, like garbage?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got static.
Maybe unplug it and plug it back
in. Okay, I'm going to do it.
Now we'll talk about Star Wars.
Hell yeah, dudes.
See what he has when he gets back. No?
You're muted.
Now he just looks nervous.
Is that any better?
Yeah.
Way much better.
Wait, what's happening now? Oh, life is hell. Hang on, guys.
It's all right.
Doing good so far.
Chris, have you had a beard normally? Is that your normal look?
It is, yeah. Actually, right before quarantine, I actually shaved it off for the first time in years, and then...
Oh, my God. He looked like...
It looked really weird.
He looked like a boy criminal. He looked like a child, like the ringleader of a child crime syndicate.
Like an artful dodger.
Yeah. It was so creepy, like... He looked like you're like, oh, who's this little boy? But like he will sell you cocaine. Well, it was very jarring.
You probably caused this whole thing. You shaved your beard, ready to attack the world, best face forward, and then the world said no, thank you, threw it back,
shut it down.
Yeah, it wasn't very popular. But...
That's what I'm wondering, like, because obviously we've got a ways to go, and I have not had a haircut, and I'm sort of like I could get one or I could cut my own, but then I was like, maybe I'll just be free, but then I don't want to get to like jam band length, you know what I mean,
like where I'm at.
Yeah I mean not judging that.
Oh, yeah,
not, it's just not right for my brand.
Mm-hmm.
To get into like that I might, you know, want to go to, I don't know.
The cut you have seems to be holding up very well, I gotta say.
I have headphones.
Well, even before you put them on, before when we got on, I was like, damn, he's done it again with the hair.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
Okay.
I got a haircut the other day, dudes. I ventured out. I got a haircut.
Really?
Yep. It was from a woman who has cut my hair for years. She wore a mask. I wore a mask. There was only one other person in the entire salon, and I felt good about it. It was all right.
Oh, nice.
I was very scared, but then it's been 2 weeks. I think I'm good.
Yeah.
That's, yeah.
This is what I do, like, I realize, and I probably say this every week, but anytime I go do anything, like the grocery store or anything like that, I get like an anxiety cough. Like I start to just go and that lasts for like a day or two. And then I'm like, okay, calm down. And then,
dude, the psychosomatics with this is just insane. Lately, I've realized every time I'm hungover, I'm like, I think I have COVID. And you're just like, but you didn't drink 7 beers last night, Adam. So, feel shitty, but every time I'm like, oh no, I wake up thinking something happened while I slept.
Yeah.
Oh, totally. Yeah. That's, it's like, I still am a big fan of drinking, but yeah, like anything that's not in that range of those, like when you're just really just feeling good, everything else. Yeah, I'm like, I'm dying now. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to kill a lot of people with this disease I have. Then I'll do it, but I'll do it. I'll do it as soon as we're off here. I will get right back into it.
I also have rediscovered, like, I'm doing a lot of, I have one good friend who's a kid I grew up with, and he lives a decent bike ride away, maybe a 20-minute bike ride away. And so I'll bike to his house, we'll drink, and then that bike ride home. I got lights, I have a helmet, I go slow, but it's like I'm just this romantic late-night poet riding my bike, and I think it's just the pretty, it's my favorite. I look forward to those tipsy bike rides more than anything. It's become my COVID treat. Yeah, the city's yours. It's quiet. It's beautiful.
How often do you do you live right in the city or do you live on the outskirts?
I live right in the center of Denver. There's a park called City Park. It's very Soviet sounding, City Park.
Yeah. You would think there'd be a more romantic name for it.
Well, it's just City Park.
Nope.
And I live right next to that, so right in the center of the city.
Oh, nice. I like that you, I was just talking about this before you came on the show. You you're a very successful, hilarious man, but you don't live in New York or LA like most showbiz dirtbags.
Fat cats.
Yeah.
Dirtbags, fat cats. It's, you know, it's a regional thing.
Fat cats. Yeah, I don't know why I said dirtbags. Maybe that's just my feelings about everything now. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I live in Denver. I'm from here, and I've spent plenty of times in New York and L.A., but I like it here. My family's all here. I got a house. I got a kid. I got dogs. What, am I going to pack up and move somewhere? I can't do it. There's too much stuff.
I like that. You recently, you're a newish dad, right?
Yeah, my little dude's about a year and a half.
Okay, that's still in the range.
It still feels very new.
Yeah. That's wild.
He's fun. He just went down. I appreciate it because Dave was like, hop on at 9 o'clock. And that is right at bedtime. So then, I got a subsequent email. It said 9:30. It's like, you knew.
I could feel it. I was like, this man has a child.
Yep. And so he's down sleeping, which he's such a fan of this show. It's going to be heartbroken. I'd love to watch it.
Yeah.
He'll read all the forum fan boards tomorrow and figure out.
Oh yeah, kids love those. I actually, you know, I put my laptop in my lap. So I'm not able to have children because I always keep my laptop in my lap. Oh, for years, and it's just will never happen now.
Yeah,
but I actually had a thought, and you may totally disagree with this. I'd be curious what you think, but I think it would be stressful, especially now, having young children. But I also think like a buddy of mine told me yesterday, he's like, oh, I'm having a kid in November. And I was like, oh yeah, that's right. The world is going to go on. Like there are people just showing up
and yeah, man,
it's all going to go on.
It does change your outlook on things because, you know, it's all dread and woe is everything. But then he's still pretty fired up because an ambulance just went by the street. And he thought that was like the coolest thing ever. And he wants to talk about it and the lights. And you're like, oh, yeah, this kid still marvels at the world and is loving
it's
every
definitely
second.
The best age to be during a pandemic. Just
yes.
Completely unaware.
I wish I was 1.5 during all this shit, too.
Oh, yeah, that would be good.
But yeah, it does definitely make you, it makes you a lot happier. It's hard to stay in a permanent funk when you got a fun little dude ripping around the house wanting to play all day. It's hard to be like, no, we're being sad in this house. It's like, no, this is great.
Yeah. I like that. I need to remind myself that because I say this every week, I think, but I'm like, I have these thoughts. I'm like, maybe I'm retired and I just don't realize it yet. And I just need to like pick a little corner of the world where like a store that sells decent cheese. And like, cause we're like, I'm like way out in Ohio now. What, you know, I'm not in New York at the moment. And I probably said, I had like one, it's like something, what's that movie where Sarah Jessica Parker moves to the country. Basically every movie where a city person moves to the country. I went to the grocery store and I thought, hey, it'll be fun to get some chicken liver pate. That'll be nice to have back at the house. And so I said, where is the pate? And and they were like, we don't have pate, you fucking idiot. Fucking idiot. So I was like, okay. Well, this isn't going to work. I can't stay here.
Well, anyway. I mean, it sounds to me like there's a clear need for pate in this market. And maybe it takes a trailblazer like Dave Hill to sort of culinarily educate them to the abuse of pate.
Tremendous point. Tremendous point.
I know.
But you could be a groundbreaker in the area.
I know. I could like, but then what if it doesn't? What if it doesn't work? And you know, I have all this leftover pate, and then
go back to the city and you sell that shit.
Then I do it.
Well, people love old pate.
They do. They do. It really, it's good stuff.
It's like wine. The older, the better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have a pate cellar. I'm aging it. I got it for various reasons. And old socks and cheesecloth that I've repurposed for pate.
Justin Smith raises a good point. We had been dipping in and out of talking about psychedelics the last couple episodes. And aren't they legal in Denver, mushrooms?
Yeah, they're not legal, but they're decriminalized, which is like...
Oh, okay.
Which, ironically, is the gateway drug to legality.
Yeah. That is weird how they do that.
It's what they did with marijuana here, too, and then it became fully legal. But yeah, we got a vote on it like a year ago. It's just kind of... You always read those city ballots, and you're like, oh, boring, boring, boring. And it was like, what? Decriminalize... psilocybin? Yeah. Okay. Yes. And it passed by like 80%. Everybody voted. Oh, wow. Sure. So yes, you're not in as much trouble with shrooms in Denver anymore.
But then you still have to get it from like some guy in a hoodie.
Yeah, but you know what's weird is like as soon as it did seem to be more available after that. I don't know why, but it just
the shadows.
Yeah, I just found myself getting offered it more mm-hmm. around town. So just anecdotally, it's more present, I can tell you that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, one guy gave me some, and he broke it all down into, like, little pills, little capsules. And there were 24 of them. And I was like, well, how many of these do I take? And he's like, well, 24 is like an eighth of shrooms. And I don't know, there's something about... popping 24 pills in your mouth.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem like what I want to do if I'm going out to enjoy shrooms. You know what I mean? I'd rather retch over terrible caps and stems and then go off into the woods. But this 24 pills is like, oh, that's not how I'd like to do this.
That's how I feel like, I'm not taking it at the moment, but I've taken it microdosing.
Yeah.
And the person I got it from gave me like a little thing of just like powder, but then I got a bunch of pills too. And she was like, oh, you could take pills, you know, too. So, but then I got so used to taking the powder that eventually I just emptied all the pills into the thing. Cause that was just part of my thing is to like taste this weird thing.
Cool.
Yeah. I
think, you know, generally, like, the sort of hippie, okay, natural drugs tend to be, like, shrooms and weed. And you're like, this is fine. It's a plant. So just the process of making it a pill for somebody like, I think, me or it sounds like Dave, too, is kind of like, this just feels like we're now making it more chemical and weird. Even though that's fake.
Yeah, you'd be like, they could be putting... I don't know what's in this thing. There could be aspirin in here.
There could be echinacea in this fucker. I have no idea.
Oh, man. I don't want that.
Yeah. So
no thanks.
So, yeah, that's what's going around, a lot of those pills of shrooms.
So what? So your album's out today. It's probably a good time to be doing like a big party somewhere.
I would be.
In Denver, for example.
Yeah, I would do one in Denver tonight. Yeah, it's kind of weird. I just woke up today and I was like, all right, I'm gonna sit on my computer all day and just kind of watch the likes come in. And like it's not really a celebration. It's just sort of, there it is, out into the internet.
Yeah.
But I'm still proud of it. And it's, you know,
absolutely.
It's nice to have something to look forward to and put out. It's kind of feels like, this is what we do normally. We like create things and share them. So I just sort of just have that normalcy today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm well timed. I've already put out a music album and a comedy album during the pandemic.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I was like, oh. And it was in April when like, there were shows planned, and they kept getting like, yeah, well, let's move this back a couple months. And then now it's like, Now I think the latest ones, like, they weren't even canceled. It was just like, yeah, we know they're not happening. Let's not even.
They don't even like email you anymore.
Let's not even talk about it. We know it's not happening. It's not happening.
So you were going to tour on the music album or the comedy album or both?
Both. Two separate things.
Yep.
There was a bunch of shows planned, and then.
Yeah, I was going to go to Edinburgh for the Fringe Fest like tomorrow or like the next day. And
I didn't even think about that.
I'd never been, and I got accepted, and it was so excited. I was going to bring my wife and kid, and
you would have had the. I was supposed to be there as well.
Oh man, it would have been fun to hang out.
Are they doing any kind of like virtual version of it?
No, I don't think so.
Nah.
Yeah. But I think it's just move. I mean, I think I'll just do it next year, but I don't know if it's going to happen next year either.
Fingers crossed. I hope to party with you in Edinburgh in 2021, Dave.
Oh, that's peak partying, I have to say. You and I will thrive. Drinking beer in Scotland? Forget it.
Well, my son's name is Malcolm. We have we're not Scottish, nothing, but he's Malcolm, and I just knew he was going to kill it over there. I knew he was going to have a great Fringe, a breakout Fringe for him, probably.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, he'll just hone his chops for one more year, and then...
Yeah, just work on it. Just work on it. That's exciting. So you've not been over there?
Uh-uh, never.
Oh, you're in for a treat. It's damp and... It's really, as I'm talking, I hear myself just being one of those assholes who's been like, oh, you're going to love it because I've been so many times and I know everything. But that's not what I mean.
I'm curious, though, because I have friends, mutual friends who've gone for the whole month and hated it and said it's the worst thing they've ever done in comedy. And then I have friends who thrive and love it. So I'm curious that it could cause such extreme reactions on both sides.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely both, and it can go both either way, and it can go it's a total mind fuck because you don't know what way it's going to go, or it can be 1 week this way, 1 week the other way, and then it'll make you'll be like, "Wait a minute. Why is it going so well for this guy?" It's sort of like there's no American equivalent. Like his festivals here is like the closest thing would be Sketchfest that goes on for weeks, but you're only there a few days.
Right, it's not the whole time.
But like, you know, you do. It's like you're there for a month and. It just keeps going and going and going. And then the first time I went, I really was all in with going out every night until like 4 a.m. and just hanging out and meeting people. And it's like, if you do it that way, it's like being a salmon swimming upriver. By the end of it, you're just shredded. And then I went back another time for a very short run and I got food poisoning.
Yeah.
I never had food poisoning in my life, I realized, because I had always thought, oh, sure, I've had food poisoning. And then I really got, and I was like, oh, this is food poisoning. And it was really bad.
Not to make you sick, but do you remember what food it was?
I'm pretty sure that it was a salad with tomatoes. Bad tomato. I'm guessing. It's the only thing I could think of. That's what, because I don't know. Someone said it could have been that, but in my mind, that's what it was. And I was like fully, like, just all the bad things happening all day. And then I would go to a show, and then I would just come back, and I would go to bed, and it just went on. But it's really fun. I think if you go there thinking like this is going to be amazing, you could be in for a bad time. But if you go going like I'm going to have a nice time, and I'm going to do my show every night, I'll make some fans, and I'll get better at what I do, and I'll make some friends, and I'll see a beautiful city, and I'll have some drinks or we'll do whatever. Have some haggis if you want. And
that was my approach. I was looking forward to that. And I also like to meet comics from other parts of the world. Like I'm a fan. Yeah. I love to watch. I like American comedy. I'm an American comedian, but it's always fun to go elsewhere and plunge into just all these comics you've never even seen or heard of. And most of them are so good. And I like expanding my comedy horizons like that. It's pretty inspiring.
Oh yeah. It's absolutely. 'Cause it's like, you realize that there's just so many different approaches to what people, you know, you go like, and you're just like, oh yeah. Your mind will just be like, and then, you know, yeah, exactly. I don't know what I'm saying. I just keep going, uh-huh. Yep. But it's super fun. And it makes you realize like, oh wow, we're just a tiny little chunk of comedy. And there's all this other stuff going on. And it also, it's interesting to see like what Americans they like and what ones they don't, because a lot of times comedians that are pretty beloved in America will go over there and everyone's just like, nope, you know? And then someone who is very good, but maybe not, you know, very popular in America, they'll go over there and they'll be like, you're the best.
Yeah.
Now I've experienced neither of those things, probably somewhere in the middle, but
they're like, but it's Dave interesting Hill, to see. He was Dave Hill.
He did it again. His trademark, not for everybody comedy. He brought it, but yeah, it's really fun. Well, so we'll be there together next summer, hopefully.
Let us pray. That's the goal.
Yeah.
1 year from now. Exactly.
Yeah.
We'll be there.
And I don't know what your beard status will be then, but it's a good beard town.
I was just going to say, let's pledge. Dez, Chris, I want you in on this as well, whether you're there or not. We're not shaving or cutting our hair for one calendar year, so we can all show up and fringe with real cool looks.
I could do that.
That'll be sick.
And the four of us will stroll into that town and they'll be like, who the fuck are these guys? And be like, come to the show and find out.
These guys rule.
Just pure danger and sex walking through town. They'll still be blown away.
Hormones.
Oh, totally. Oh, that's a good one. But you actually put on your own festival.
Yeah, that's canceled too, Dave. We're going through a tour of all the canceled greatest hits.
Well, you know, but everything is canceled.
No.
Everything is canceled.
I do a festival called the High Plains Comedy Festival in Denver. And it's a lot of fun, but we pulled the plug on it this year as well. You know what's funny is like my friends and I, this amphitheater in the middle of town, it's in a big park. It's an outdoor amphitheater. They reached out to us and they're like, do you want to do an outdoor show, socially distanced? I mean, it's a park. And we're like, let's do it. And so we set it up and had it all planned, and we're going to have things 12 feet away instead of 6, and, you know, a temperature guy and people policing masks and all this and that. And then the city just was like, nope, you're not doing anything. They just pulled the plug on it. We're like, oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
And I was so sad. But then the next day I was like, but add it to the pile. That's fine. Show. Who cares?
Well, I'm like, it's weird. Like, I don't know. I guess, I was talking about this earlier, like, because I'm always like, oh, let's just wait and, you know, we'll get back out there and do stuff. But then everything that I do during this period, like, and I've not done any in-person socially distant things. I think I'm going to do one. Ramon Rivas does a show.
I saw that, like in a park.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was supposed to do it like a week ago or 2 weeks ago. I forget. And it was in a different city than that I read his text wrong. And it was like some city way farther away from me. So I don't think, it's sad, but I didn't think the car would make it. So I had to cancel. And I was like, Ramon, I'm going to get a good car and I'm going to come do it. But,
I feel weird about it too. I don't know. I don't know whether we should be doing it or not. And people sort of attack each other online, and some people are very grandiose about it. And some people are just kind of like, I'm trying to just do stuff because I'm going crazy. But generally, I feel pretty fine about outdoor. I've got offered some indoor stuff, and I said no.
Yeah, I think the outdoor stuff, everything I'm hearing, is safe. The only thing that freaks me out is, and I don't want to say who I've seen do this, but the shows that people are doing, then they all like, hey, let's all get a picture, and then they all stand together.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
And they're not wearing their masks, and I'm just like, what the fuck are you doing?
No, like, why in that moment is it suddenly fine?
Oh, that drives me crazy. And like, the one that I could say, because these are all famous people, so we're not, but, and there's a very public thing, but like Dave Chappelle and Letterman did one with some people. Yeah, unless I could be getting it wrong, because Dave Chappelle does these shows in Yellow Springs, Ohio, and I think, unless it was an old, maybe I'm out of my mind, but I thought it just happened.
I know he did that 8:46 George Floyd 28-minute set, and that was outdoors, but that looked like very well
done. That was, yeah. No, I could be wrong. I saw some, but, well, regardless of that one, maybe I'm wrong about when that was taken, but I have seen some other photos recently of some shows, and everyone's just like, yeah, great night. And then they have their mask around their neck. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah, maybe do those as like individual shots and then sort of just put them all together. Like, you don't need the big group photo.
Oh, gosh. It stresses me out.
Yeah, I hear that.
Yeah, just right. This was 4 days ago. Chappelle and Letterman did something.
Okay. So, yeah, in their photo, they are not there.
Yeah, they're sitting right next to each other. Yeah.
They probably all had, like, I'm guessing they had the state of the art tell you in 2 minutes whether you have it or not thing or something. But
was Letterman doing stand-up? Or they just did some, like, show?
I don't know.
But
I might risk it for Letterman stand-up.
I might. You got to figure, there's no way that guy has anything.
There's something worth risking for, and there's other stuff that's just not. I went on a sunset cruise this weekend with like my mom and my mother-in-law and stuff. Yeah.
No, you'd never go on a cruise ever, pandemic or not. You should never get on a cruise.
Sometimes you just got to pull it for the moms and stuff. And they told us everything was going to be, you know, social distance observed and not full capacity. And maybe the boat wasn't full capacity, but all of us were sitting there like, this is way closer than I want to be to any strangers right now. It was an uncomfortable couple of hours on the Navasink River down here in Jersey. But so yeah, we're on the clock too now, just waiting out 2 weeks, just making sure.
I know, anytime you do something, you're like, all right, well, let's shut it down for 2 weeks, and then I'll be coming ready to come back out and say hello.
Yep.
Oh man.
So
yeah, but I hear you though, like when you know they say 6 feet, but like I'm good with like 12-15. Because I can hear you. I can hear if someone's 15 feet away, I can hear them fine.
And plus the way that you and I are used to killing up there, people are expectorating so hard, laughing, that you're gonna need way more than 6 feet once Dave Hill and Adam Caton Holland kind of do their thing.
Yeah, I think you and I, sadly, I hate to say this, I'm sure you've thought of this already, you and I will have to wait an additional 6 months to get back out there.
Because that's hard.
Once everyone else, there'll be everyone else, and they'll be like, all right, let's get Adam and Dave back out here.
I think they've been warmed up enough. Time for the big boys.
Oh, man. But yeah, this is the weirdest thing. All my stress is like my nightmares now. My nightmares used to be, you know, typical crazy weird things, and now all my nightmares are just basic things like, oh my gosh, I'm in the grocery store and I forgot my mask, and I'm walking around the grocery store without a mask. Oh shit. And I'm like, and then I wake up, I'm like, oh, that's completely plausible. that would I don't think I would do that, but it's, you know, it's not so, like it's not like a dragon is chasing me.
It's so funny you say that, because only in the past, I would say week or 10 days, has the pandemic crept into my nightmares. And they've all been like, I think I have it. I think I've got it. In the past, I've had a couple of those stress dreams in the past week. And I was almost mad at my subconscious, because I was like, so I don't want to dream about this. Like, I don't want this to be in that database of fears, but it's clearly lodging itself in there.
I think it's going to be a weird, I'm just assuming my whole life is going to be like, anytime I see a mask, I'm going to be like, oh, fucking 2020, or hopefully just 2020, not 2020 to 2027.
Oh, the 20s.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, to talk about my COVID nightmares.
There's an article in the New York Times that in the 1918 pandemic, people were very much anti-mask. Like, there were groups of people who just refused to wear masks. They were just like, this is infringing on my freedom.
Oh, really? Even then?
In 1918, yeah.
I saw photos of that.
That's interesting. Well, it's good to know. I guess we're consistently dumb.
Yeah.
There's some comfort in that.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
There were even libertarian idiots in 1918.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
It didn't seem as widespread, but you know, they didn't have Twitter back then.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Dan Wally says 20% are consistently dumb. I feel like that's a very generous. I might up that number, but I don't know. Who knows? What do I know? Oh my gosh. And Denver is like, especially is a pretty sweet place to hang out and do stuff with people. I mean, I'm in Ohio. It doesn't matter. It's basically
that's what
the
they
same.
Say. Whatever. Denver, pretty sweet town to hang out and do stuff with people.
It says that on the sign on the way in.
No, it's a very summer city, because the winters are, you know, not as bad as people think they are, but it's a pretty good winter. So in summer, everybody lets their hair down, and lots of music festivals and beer festivals, and everybody's out in the mountains and doing stuff. And yeah, it's all kind of. What's funny is everybody's just absconded to the mountains. And so the new flex on social media is to post your hiking photos and camping photos, and everybody's suddenly very outdoorsy and really doing that.
I guess I don't know. But I don't like how people are like really getting out and living now. Like there's some I saw in the news, there's some like massive party under one of the bridges in New York. Mm-hmm. And it was normally massive parties under the bridges in New York. Why are they doing them now?
Yeah, I was talking to Sean Patton the other day.
Oh yeah, he's in New York.
He's in New York, and he was like, the worst of it is over, hopefully for a while, but they had a terrible run. And he's like, now people are being responsible, but yeah, they're hanging out on rooftops. He's like, and you can just drink on the street anywhere you want. He's like, it's like New Orleans. You can just walk around with drinks and no one gives a shit. So it's kind of like that atmosphere.
That's the one holdover I'm hoping will stay, is that New York, you can just walk around and drink. Because I'm a big fan of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
From way back, I like to just go for a stroll with a beer. And you haven't been able to do that. But there's like Germany, you can do that. They're fine.
There has been a laxening, like, I don't even know if that's a word, but it's become more lax with things that who gives a shit. Like, restaurants are doing to-go cocktails with your food. Like, that was never a thing before, but now it's just like, hey, come buy a bag of chips out of this bar and you can have a mixed drink. And you're like, okay, cool. Like,
yeah.
I think that is sort of like, yeah, this was never really, didn't need to be that draconian. And you know, expanded patio space. We're like, you know what? Let's just shut down this street in front of the restaurant anyway and let people eat in the street. It's like, okay, I like these moves. This is a better approach.
Yeah, I'm definitely into that. Not near my apartment building. That's the one area I'm hoping it doesn't. I had a friend who was in New York the other day, and he's like, oh, I'm walking by your street. I'm like, oh, will you go and tell me exactly where the tables are in the restaurants in my neighborhood, just so like I could know what I'm coming back to? And it's just so
there's a lot of outdoor seating around there anyway, though.
I know, and it's crazy now. It just makes me go like, I'm gonna wait till it gets really cold, and then I'll come back.
Yeah.
So, Dave, I'm sorry if you're repeating, but you could just go back whenever you want. You're kind of like in Ohio out of choice to just have a chiller existence right now?
I mean, it was just going to be a couple weeks just because, you know, New York was pretty, as you know, pretty intense. And there's a mobile morgue like a block from my apartment.
Yeah.
So I was like, this seems like probably a good time to take a little break.
Yeah.
So, but I thought it would be just, I thought 3 or 4 weeks. And then this will all be over. And then now I'm kind of like, I want to go back, but I'm just like, what am I going to do? You know, you can't really, there's nothing that you can do really.
Comfortable.
And out here, my dog runs around. Mm-hmm. I have a daughter. I have a dog daughter that I have to think about. So she's loving it out here. So I'm like, well, she's having a good time. But I do want to, I only brought two pairs of pants with me. And that's been problematic. I mean, I could buy new pants, but I haven't.
We already talked about this region's, you know, the lack of interest in pate. I don't want to see the pants these people are trying to offer.
Don't get me started.
Yeah, dude. Fuck it.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to have to, I need to go back to New York for some pants.
Just cover your face, run in, buy some pants, and just get out of it.
I did get some jumpsuits. Dan Wally mentions, at one point I thought I would just, I found a jumpsuit online that I really liked. And it was, I was like, I'm just going to wear this jumpsuit every day until this is over. And then I got all into jumpsuits, and I did get a couple jumpsuits, and they are pretty, I do put them on. I do wear them, and I do recommend them.
Do you guys find yourselves going like halfway through the day without putting pants on? Like I literally, this is the only time of the week where I actually have pants on.
What are you talking about, Chris? What's wrong? Jesus.
Stand up, Chris.
Prove it.
Most of my Saturday was shirtless.
Okay, all right. He put his money where his mouth to call my bluff.
Yeah.
No, oh. I hear you. I'm more like, suddenly it'll be 1 or 2, and I'm like, I haven't showered. Like, what's going on? What am I?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I just roll from coffee into newspaper into pretending to work, and then it's the afternoon, and I'm like, I should do something about this.
I like this. Derek Bellisico writes, I'm in Germany. It's just me, creator, and lots of romantic beer strolls. That sounds perfect.
That does sound perfect. I think those romantic beer strolls are what I'm doing on my bike. I do romantic bike rides half in the bag, and it's a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. I got to get on that. Do you know, this is maybe getting really too specific, but do you know the True Brewing Company in Denver?
Oh, absolutely. They're the best.
That's where I want to go there. My friend works there, and they have really cool, really metal-looking beer cans.
Yeah, I know that artist. It's this dude, Sam Turner. He's a really cool guy.
Oh, wow. And, he's awesome. Tell him I said he's awesome.
I will. He's a friend of mine. It's like this. It's this dark metal brewery, and the guy who runs it's a comedy fan. I bet he knows who you are, Dave. He knows like Kyle Kinane and stuff. He's a comedy fan.
Oh, nice.
But it's great because it's like awesome beer, and it's in this area of Denver that's getting douchier by the second. and you walk in there, and it's just dark and like satanic looking with just black metal blaring, and you can see people be like, let's just go to the other place. And so it's a good asshole barometer. The second you walk in the door, it's just, it gets rid of all
that's people. Good. Yeah. Scares people away.
Yeah. True rules. That's I'm glad you're aware of them.
Yeah. Yeah. My friend Erica, I don't know if she's still, well, I guess she's not working there now, but I think she was working there for a while. Well, I know she was working there for a while. And then her boyfriend is in the band. Do you know Blood Incantation?
I've heard of them.
Denver's Own.
No, I've heard of them, but I haven't. I'd be lying if I said I know them well.
I believe the preeminent death metal band coming out of the Denver area. These are, you know, on my list of things when I get out there.
Hell yeah!
And then there's Sweet Action Ice Cream.
Buddy, you're nailing it.
This is the, you know, when I come out there, I have a whole list.
I got great news for you, buddy. Sweet Action and True are a block away from each other. So you can go beer, ice cream, beer, ice cream, beer.
Oh,
ice cream.
Perfect.
All day long. Perfect.
Call the ambulance. I'm in.
Yep.
I'm in. We gotta remind people to get your album, Semblance of Normalcy, out today.
Yeah.
On Comedy Central Records.
Telling you, it was a hit. I mean, I feel like there was before today in comedy, and there'll be after it. Like I made a mark with this album today.
Yeah, this is now we're in post SON time.
Right.
Post Sun.
They'll have to check. They might even be out of downloads. I think they might have sold out of downloads.
They ran out of downloads.
Yeah, I think they're making a new batch of DLs right now. But yeah.
Oh man.
Hopefully there's more when you guys click in to buy it, because it really went nuts today.
That's stressful. Is there? Can people buy? Dan Wally says he just bought it on Amazon. Boom.
Oh, awesome, Dan. Thank you. They must have just added a new batch of downloads, because earlier Bezos himself was like, can you get us more downloads? And I was like, I'm trying. But that's really good they got on it. That's great.
That's sweet, yeah. That's do you follow it closely? Like, will you torture yourself by looking at things on the internet and comments and charts? And
but you know, what's funny is I feel like in comedy, there's this myth, because it's like the Apple iTunes, like who's got the number one album, and every comic who puts out an album can probably get it. I don't think there's tons of comedy downloads. So if you have the album of the day, I think odds are you might crack that top 10. So all day today online, I was being real tongue-in-cheek about how, like, we just are all glued to the iTunes top 10. And, like, everyone checks it every day. And I joked that Gaffigan is king, and he rules with an iron fist, and he's been known to punch a wall if he's momentarily dethroned. And I tagged Jim Gaffigan, and then he just, like, retweeted it. And he was like, buy Adam's album. And I was like, oh, Jim, you're the best.
That's cool. Awesome.
But yeah, I was having fun pretending to really obsess over the charts today.
It's, you know, to make or break your career, basically, depending on how today goes.
It got to number one, and I got a call from Star Search immediately.
Oh, that's excellent.
Showtime at the Apollo called me, and Jay Leno, but like it's the show about his cars. They want me to just come on.
Hey, you know. I like what Adam had to say about cars. Now let's see what else he's got going on.
Yeah, so that's just off of today, off the charts.
And then you'll be the Dave Hill effect, strong. I mean, just as a for instance, Cult of the Month here says, just downloaded it from Apple Music.
What?
And I can only assume that they are referring to your album when they say it, and not to something else.
It could be the movie It.
It could be. They could be talking about literally anything.
Okay, well.
So we don't know.
I think you just nailed two downloads for me. This of the power of this podcast. That's what a great base of fans you have.
It is. Yeah. This is. You know, there. It's not the largest numbers, but they're all wealthy people who spend a lot of money.
Hell yeah.
And they spend it willy-nilly. Like, they do not... Just whatever. They're like, what? What's for sale? All right, I'm in.
Sure. Well,
I'm in.
Happy to be the beneficiary of that.
This is Wade Snook says, maybe you'll even get a call from Byron Allen.
Ooh. Oh.
Well,
that's getting greedy.
Byron Allen, he's like
a billionaire or something.
Yeah, yeah, that's right? What I was going to say. You know, Wade Snook trying to be a smartass in the comments section.
We should. All
I'm gonna ban him from the comments section. Ooh. For saying that.
Wow.
No, I don't even know how to do that, but I wouldn't do that. But yeah, Byron Allen is like a bazillionaire or something.
Yeah, I'm looking at his bio right now, and it says he's an American businessman first, comedian second. And that's what I want to put on my bio, too, from now on.
Businessman and comedian.
Businessman, comedian. Yep. After today, with that Gaffigan bump and the Dave Hill bump and Leno and all of that, I could totally fucking be a businessman after this.
It's gonna. Welcome to the sweet life,
dude. Thank you. This is great.
What Adam, you got another order, but well, possibly it says just now I ordered it on Apple Music.
Was it Byron Allen?
It may be. It could be Byron Allen.
Man, oh man.
It could be Byron Allen. Yeah, I don't know. This is exciting.
It is exciting.
Now I'm going to be checking the charts.
It feels like this has turned into sort of a telethon. And we have like 11 of my albums left, and we're not getting off the air.
We just need to move those last few.
Yeah, and just there's numbers to pledge. It's totally. This feels like a really desperate garage sale.
This is now we're getting Byron Allen information. Piggybacking onto it, media mogul Byron Allen pays $27 million for a contemporary Aspen mansion.
Oh wow, he's in Colorado.
Well, of as many homes, oh, right. Probably. I'm assuming.
If Byron Allen is listening to this, Dave, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but
no, that's all I had.
I would love to do a socially distanced show with you at your Aspen property. I will open. Oh. Obviously, you're the headliner, Byron. I'll open. I'll warm them up, and we'll do it out there in John Denver country. It'd be great, Byron. So get at me if that interests you.
That'll be amazing. If I could, presumptuous of me, if I could be the number three guy on that bill.
Absolutely.
Putting it out there.
Absolutely. Aspen's got great pants stores. You should get out here.
Oh, I could probably get like some suede pants with like dead animals hanging from them.
Yeah, or like the Dolce & Gabbana D&G all over up in the entire... Yeah, you get those for sure.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, someone, Cult of the Month, says Semblance of Normalcy has been named Comedic Album of the Month by Cult of the Month.
Oh, my God.
So it's there. Wow. Anyway, this is, it's too late for me to dial back the Dave Hill effect, but I feel like it's gone overboard for your album.
I knew it was like this, but you don't want to go, you don't want to assume that you're always going to have it, but I guess you always have it. You can't not have the Dave Hill effect.
It's like drinking from a fire hose. it's just too much.
I want to put that Cult of the Month quote into a blanket that I knit for my one-year-old son and I put him to bed with it.
The thing, Cult of the Month, I assume that it's just a screen name for this person, but it has weight to it. If you just put that in, that sounds like you could use that as press. Comedic Album of the Month. I got Comedic Album of the Month on Cult of the Month. No one's going to question what that is. No one's going to be like, that's some guy's screen name.
Exactly. I bet Pitchfork sounded like somebody's screen name for a long time.
Yeah.
And it became Pitchfork. So why could Cult of the Month not be that?
Oh, I guess, speaking of the Dave Hill effect, I need to, I'm going to put this link. We were talking earlier, Jimmy, a.k.a. Jimmy from Carney. I'm going to put the link if you can help him out with some of his medical expenses and just help him get back on his feet. I'm putting the link in there. There we go. There it is. Dave Hill Effect, hopefully. We'll see. This is a dear. I don't know. We don't have a call from Jimmy. You'd think we would have had a call.
I had calls on hold. I haven't been able to get Jimmy through with the calls that we had.
We forgot to take the calls. Sorry about that, people that called.
Should we take them real quick?
Do we have any on hold still? They probably gave up. Should we take a call? We have 1 minute left.
Yeah, just say hi.
It's not a hard 1 minute since it's just me hitting a button. But it's just me hitting a button and saying we're done. But who's on the line?
Melissa, are you there?
I'm here.
Melissa.
Yep.
Hi.
Melissa, is this Melissa in Vermont?
It is Melissa in Vermont.
Oh, well, from one...
Are you there?
Am I here? Okay, it's me, Adam, Kate, and Holland, Des, and Chris.
Okay, so I think you owe it to the... to the fans to bring the King Diamond toy.
Yeah.
Like, I agree. We've been waiting for this.
Oh, this is a good thing to go out on. Let me go get it. You guys,
we'll talk amongst ourselves.
You guys are in control. I'm going to say, Adam, you have the conch or the floor.
Welcome to the Adam, Kate, and Holland show.
We're
in a bit of a rebrand.
Yeah.
Hey Melissa, I'm so glad you said to do that because that's the perfect symmetry on this show. It's the only way to end it, and I'm glad you realized that.
I'm a super fan, and that's what I'm here for.
For Dave's doll.
She knows how to tie it all together.
Yeah, no, I'm just hang out on the calls just to make sure that Dave like brings his dolls. To the visual.
I feel like Melissa's angling for a producer role, and she might just get it. Like she clearly knows how to run this thing.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's up for grabs.
I've been angling. I've been angling for this for, I mean, like probably 5 years.
Since you started driving Ing Dave to the studio, you've been working this one long term game.
All right. Well, Dave hasn't signed off on
it's
this.
I
am the host currently, and yes, you can have an executive producer credit with equal vote. Okay, Dave's back.
Okay, what did I miss?
Nothing.
Nothing at all. We're good.
Okay, here's the... here, let me give him really... This is King Diamond. As you can see, this is my hand. So it's roughly... slightly taller than my index finger.
The 3 3/4 inch figure...
Yeah, I would say he's about 3 3/4, but he's
but gigantic.
Or is just a random.
I think it would be like Abigail. I think, but I'm not really sure.
Is that the comeback album?
No, I think it would be like his second solo album. I think, but pretty cool, but the original, the one that's $45 is, you know, original. And it comes with, you can interchange his head, different heads for different moods. But anyway, well, Melissa, how are you doing up there?
I'm doing great, Dave.
Are you feeling better? What's the level of satisfaction of? Are people pleased with the King Diamond, or are they? Is it anticlimactic?
They seem pretty into it. Yeah.
Well, I'm pretty psyched about it, and I have him with me all night. So if anyone's not into it, then go straight to hell. Anyway, I don't know why I just lashed out like in a drunken. I'm not even drunk, but I just kind of lashed out in a drunken. Joe Franklin, King Diamond was on Joe Franklin, and I hold it up as one of the greatest moments ever on television. If you go on YouTube, King Diamond, Joe Franklin. You'll find this clip, and it's one of the greatest moments on television.
People, you know, are calling people are calling for a Dave Hill action figure in the chat right now.
You know, I say, hey, support the show, and we'll put all that money towards developing the action figure. So there, I throw it right back at you. Let's prove how badly you want this action figure. All right, I got to go take the dog out, or she's going to take a big dump in the kitchen. So
can't have that.
It's about that time when she needs to let loose. But everyone, let's give a big hand. I don't know why I struggled saying big. And if they give a hand, people, we're on the internet. But thank you, Adam, Kate, and Holland, or Adam, as I like to call you.
Yeah.
When I see you, I don't know why I'm saying your full name, but I should. So thank everyone,
you. Thank you, Dave. Thanks for having me, and thanks, Dez and Chris. Appreciate it.
Yeah, yeah, good to meet you, man.
And everyone, go get Adam's album, Semblance of Normalcy. It's out today. Let him feel that Dave Hill effect. And I'm gonna put the Jimmy from Carney link in the chat again as well. And if you can help out there, that'd be great. And go to MaximumFun.org to help us out if you wanna if you want that action figure or contribute to the cocaine fund, whatever. Melissa, thank you for calling. If you're still there,
I believe she is.
We lost. Oh, we may have lost her.
I'm here.
She's here.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, everyone. We'll see you. Oh, my gosh. Cherry Dazzle. We're just seeing you.
She's late.
Late. All right. Thank you, everybody. I'm going to hit end broadcast.
Good night.
And we'll say good night. I run such a tight ship. Oh, we had jazz this whole time.
Before we head on out of town, to everyone who listens, we thank you so much for being part of the show's community. It's awesome. It's the best community, the best folks, sexy, attractive, the whole deal. If you've taken that extra step to join as a Max Fun member, thank you for making the show possible. And please know we're truly grateful for your support. If you supported us on Patreon in the past, thank you. And also, if you haven't yet already, we ask that you consider moving your support over to Max Fun, because that's where it's at now. Max Fun is the joint. I don't know. What does that even mean? Who am I, Chris? Is the joint is good, right? I don't even know.
Like a Spike Lee joint?
I guess. I don't know. What's going on with me?
Nah. You've been in anyway, Ohio too long.
I know. Anyway, if you haven't had a chance to become a member yet, you can do so at MaximumFun.org/join. It'll help us do a better job. Up the ante. Go to MaximumFun.org/join. That would be cool, some echo on it, Chris. Can we afford echo?
Yeah.
I don't even know if we can afford it.
Gotta check the account.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like we can. Yeah, I can pull it off.
Love it.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.